As the U.S. men's national team takes center stage at a home World Cup, make sure you're listening to Call It What You Want, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can join me, I'm Jimmy Conrad, alongside Charlie Davies, Tony Miola, Marcelo Balboa, and Benny Feilhaber throughout this tournament for previews, instant reactions, and analysis of every U.S. match. Then all summer, we're back every Tuesday and Thursday, covering all things U.S. men's national team. Download and follow Call It What You Want on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Best morning show on the radio. That's why you guys are still around and the competition's going.
The Rise Guys Morning Show rules.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
Hello. I'm May.
I'm Paige, and our headlines are brought to us by Gosling Electric. Well, let's talk about cars, specifically Volkswagen. They're charging...
Not the movie.
No. Not one, two, or three. Was there a third one?
That was cute.
I know there was two.
I don't know. My favorite, Humpy Wheeler. I love him. He's the Cadillac.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
With the bullhorns on the front.
I remember.
It's really Humpy Wheeler from NASCAR.
Oh, yeah, because I can't remember.
Who was the truck?
Larry the Cable Guy.
Larry the Cable Guy. Captain Sig from Deadliest Catch was one of the tugboat.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cute. All right, well, Volkswagen, they're charging a monthly fee to make their cars go faster, which sounds ridiculous, but the
damn Germans.
Electric cars is what we're talking about, where people have to pay to unlock the full horsepower, which is garbage. And they're only doing it in the UK for now, but you get around 15% more horsepower for $22 a month. I don't like the fact that people can have control over your car like that, or shut it down or whatever. You know, that's, I think that's crazy.
I do like the thing that, I don't even know if it's real life or it was a movie or not, where like if you, Jesus, I'm thinking about Total Recall. That is a movie. But it isn't there real, something real in that, like if you are a criminal or maybe didn't pay your loan that month, whatever, they can like lock the car down if it's electric. Okay, so that's real.
Yeah.
Yep.
They could not do that with a gas car, right? I mean, there's something they could put on the system itself, I guess, but like I think that's why people are so anti-electric, because it's like it still puts, a oddly enough, a governor, which is a political seat, a governor on the motor. That's kind of weird. That was my chair.
Like, I know that they could put trackers on it. If you do like certain dealerships, I don't know if they can like remotely shut them down. Somebody have Texas and let us know. Is that a myth?
What if that's always been like, you know how they put the vanity, not the vanity tag, but the tag holder, and it always be like their name or their car lock?
Yeah.
What if it's got a tracker on there too?
Did you just say governors?
Oh,
did you
just
say
that?
I sure did.
Yeah, you put me on the call.
You need me to send some soldiers your way to page?
Okay, so governors, I know that I rented a vehicle, like a moving
vehicle,
a truck. Is that the word?
It wasn't a big van. It was like a small truck. Yeah, okay. 10-ton.
I doubt it.
Well, no, it was really small to drive across the country. But it had a governor on it, and it would only go 60 miles an hour.
Wow, across country, that
across
sucks.
Across country really sucks.
I go faster than that, depending on what's going on.
Look at my hair.
I don't know. So my brother was saying if you go past the governor, they'll charge you more. But I didn't care because I wanted to get here faster.
You think Hanky Mack's the opposite of like, you know, a hobo asking you for money? He's like, you want troops? I'll give you some troops now.
You get troops. Everybody get troops. So, meanwhile, if we get screwed down here in South Carolina, all our National Guard's up in Washington.
We're not going to have anybody left here.
So we're like prime for attack now. I don't like it.
You have to call Gruesome Newsome and say, hey, can I borrow some troops out of here?
We'll trade you some water for some troops.
Water.
So that's crazy. I guess that they can remotely disable any car from any dealership like that if it's like, I don't
know. Well, this is what we're getting to, like the tiers of, you know, this is what the new full luxury vehicle is now. What do you want to unlock?
Yeah. Or the, what was the one thing saying? Like something, God, what is it? Something that's just part of all cars now. another brand is making that like an addition that you can have. It wasn't a radio or anything.
It was temperature
like
control for a little bit there.
Is that what it was?
Yeah, like heated seats. You could pay extra for that.
Is
or if you want to blow into the steering wheel to make it work, you got to pay extra.
Well, I think the judge probably made that happen.
And I understand, you know, why dealerships would do that sort of thing, because they're trying to recoup their money, and rightfully so if people aren't paying. But I'm afraid, and this is like some paranoia thing, that your car can be hacked, and
I wouldn't.
Everything gets shut down, like in a big city in New York and California, that they figure a way to shut down.
Like if they
all those vehicles,
the way they dox people, like they could do that. Like, hey, log in and shut their car down, or make Pelosi drive the opposite direction.
Yeah, make all those cars go in reverse.
She doesn't drive anywhere, I don't think.
Look at the trouble Teslas have. Like they get hacked, and especially the, you know, the Waymos and the other ones that just like drive in circles,
yeah,
or drive over people.
The autonomous cars that can drive themselves, you know, that just scares me.
The iOS software is the most hacked software in the world. Behind that, it's got to be some of these cars and these big companies they target.
So somebody told me the other day, and let me ask you guys, because I usually leave, except when I come here, wink, wink, I leave my Wi-Fi off.
Oh, you turn it off at home?
Only when I'm at home do I turn it actively on. Okay. Because somebody told me, and again, I'm like Paige, well, not quite as paranoid as Paige, but very paranoid. I think if my phone is open for searching for Wi-Fi, it's also open for anything.
You okay. can be discovered.
I hear so many stories.
That's my new catchphrase. I don't like it.
About things that people are so nefarious. For example, I just spoke to this lady yesterday who said that she clicked on something on her phone, and in Michigan, somebody went into a bank and deleted all her money and canceled her bank account, and said that they were buying a car. So she,
I've heard about something similar.
Huh? Wow.
People will go in and identity thieve when it comes to mortgages, and they'll take out mortgages. You know, people are buying homes they didn't even know they bought.
Right.
So they're getting foreclosure notices a couple years in the mail. They're like, I don't own a house. And they're like, yeah, you do. Because somebody took out a mortgage in your name.
Good Lord.
And it's so easy to do, they say.
Don't they do the same thing where they go in and can go find your title to your home and also like change that to their name?
Uh-huh.
And then if
you don't own it at the
what
end.
The hell? Like that's...
You should always research that. But she said that she called Michigan. This is another state, and said that if you don't do something about it, I'm gonna send, because that's a crime. She called the bank. She found the bank out, but they canceled her bank account. They closed her bank account.
Oh yeah,
in another state.
There's a big bank that, you know, maybe across all of America, that if you're a victim of fraud, they see it as you participated in the fraud. They'll close your account, no questions asked.
No, but this person went in and withdrew every cent that she had in her bank account and closed it out, and said that they were buying a car in Michigan. But she never did that. But she did get her money back. But it's crazy.
I'll tell you what I can do.
That's why you got to go to a bank that's F Dick.
And this is just me with a phone. Yeah. I could put what we're watching now. I could put it on any TV in this building.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And that's just me on the Wi-Fi.
I know. Well, I like to do that in the downstairs bathroom.
So if there's
like, even if I'm not in there, I like to turn my Spotify on in there and play like gangster rap or something.
So I know you don't know this, but if there's like a teenager in your neighborhood that's savvy with all this stuff.
Oh, yeah.
You've been hacked.
They're going to get into it. It's probably like easy stuff. I don't know how to do it. But kids now, it's probably easy. Like that's how they start hacking Wi-Fi networks.
Like they probably... Like if your parents like shut off your internet, like they could find another internet source.
Oh yeah, it's like you can't put a filter on these kids when they get to be teenagers, because they know the workarounds.
They're smart. They know how to do things. They kind of hang out and they hack together, I guess. I don't know.
I never was much of a hacker. The movie War Games scared the hell out of me. I mean, the only good thing about it, he got to work for the government. Is that fun?
Well, back then, you know, you just had to look at learn a trick here or there along the way.
Right. Shall we play a game? That movie scared me.
Yeah.
Damn, Matthew should. Broderick almost caused World War. Ah, damn it. He ain't supposed to say World War on podcast.
You know what should scare you?
What?
They're talking about now AI advancing to the part where they won't need coders anymore for this stuff. It's going to write its own code.
That's what the.
And we let it get that far.
We were the beta test for AI. We supplied the internet, all the content, all the. I still think even the dancing videos on TikTok that I was like, why is this such a fad? People have loved dancing for years, but all of a sudden everybody's doing these. It's like y'all were mapping them like they were video games back in the day with the green screens and the little balls all over the arms and stuff, you know?
Yeah.
Like we're mapping all of it out for them. Everything you've ever written into a computer is now malleable into this big supply of information. Which is bad because a lot of y'all write some BS on the internet.
Yep.
Paige.
No,
you talk about balls on the arm, you got her attention.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. You just talked about her Saturday night. Would you take troops to your house if we're offered?
Troops to my house?
I don't want to reset that old thing we just did.
Plural?
Probably not.
Remember the thing about the National Guard?
You said governor was like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Never mind.
Well, I don't have time to do another story, do I? I'm sorry.
Sure as hell don't.
I'll wait till tomorrow for this. I was excited about this story. All right, well, I'm Paige. And those are your Rise Guys headlines.
Guess what? That ain't award music.
Thank you so much. It's not awards music.
And the winner is?
Yeah. Speaking of that, you know what I forgot to do? I forgot to go downstairs and see if our award's
Why did I bring it up?
I'm going to go right now and find our award.
Tap, type, and text your message to TRG at 800-774-0093 on the TLC Motors text line.
A wonderful way of communicating.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL podcast with Dan Hansis and Mark Sessler wherever you get your podcasts.
I got show number for the f*** off Friday. Pick up and dial 864-241-4318. 241-4318.
Count it.
241-4318. 241-4318.
Here's a challenge I know none of you will do.
I see
all these other... Well, it's usually TV shows, but they just start some kind of challenge out there, and the audience will actually do it. I want you to get around your coworkers, your family, people that know that little song, because many of you say it's your Friday anthem, and I want you to sing it, and I want to take it, and I want to send them to Dan, and I want to have a chorus of listeners singing that in unison together. She got him a little radio so he could listen to Grandpa in the mornings.
Yeah.
And he's sitting, hey Jasper, he's sitting there beside the table. This is at my daughter's house, not the farm.
Nope.
Same thing. And he's just standing there smiling,
that is so cute,
listening to the radio. And y'all are having your nightmare stories over here.
I got to watch what the hell I say now.
Hush.
Oh boy. So sorry.
I don't know if the FOF is the, well, you know what?
Okay, what do we have here, fat boy?
Yeah, he's saying...
My old buddy of mine was allowed to watch R-rated movies when we were 10, and he turned out okay.
Well, is Grandpa being attacked on this phone call? Because that might make him have nightmares.
He might want to skip this first call.
Oh, man, hold on.
No.
Might want to give him a heads up.
Oh, wow. He said to tell Grandpa that he had a Spider-Man dream.
Oh, he does like Spider-Man.
So cute.
Spidey is the man. We like Honk and Benham, too. The Incredible Honk and Benham.
Honk Hogan, he would like...
Yeah, but Jasper likes, for some reason, it's this weird thing. I like to play the good guy when we're in there, playing.
He likes the bad guy.
He likes to be the villain.
The villain.
And he does. He loves to play the villain.
Okay.
He wants to be the villain. And then oftentimes he wants to, I'll be Spidey and he'll be Venom.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's fun.
Yeah.
Dang it.
All right.
Probably got the little outfit,
Jasper,
too.
Mama needs to take you in the other room for a minute. Seriously, Grace, I ain't going to bother texting this. You're listening right now.
Don't take your radio.
You don't need to hear this part.
Well, let's just go ahead and get it out of the way.
Other kids do, so don't turn it.
don't turn it. Nobody turn it.
If I find out, you turn it.
What an awkward time for
Fat
that.
Fat boy will knock on your door.
I love you, Jasper, and Grace, and Teddy.
Oh, earplugs. That's all I can say for this one.
Yeah.
So I've been a big supporter of you guys and your show for quite some time now, and I have to say I'm listening to Monday's show, and I hear Matt Man talking about how he just doesn't follow anyone back on Instagram. Fat Boy even said you covet it, Matt, like you're following someone is a big deal. Well, guess what, Matt Man? I've unfollowed you now after hearing that. I followed you for 5 years, and I just unfollowed you because of your pretentious sound and your huge ego. Because guess what, motherfucker? Oh. Paige and Fat Boy follow me, so sorry you just lost a follower, bitch face.
Oh, earmuffs,
this
earmuffs.
Is what? This is... Oh, let me look at the text.
Earmuffs, G.
Okay, good. She did. Oh, she got the text. Oh, my God. Good. Wow.
That's the best.
No, that
what
an bad.
Awkward
that
life. That is the best.
What an awkward life.
She told you.
It's like you're working at your job, and all of a sudden, you know, you get into a, like a little fun, and then you look over, and your grandson's standing there. Oh, Lord.
You know,
anyway, let's not make that about this. Let's make this about me.
I'm probably worse than you about following people back.
Let me tell you.
Like you don't do it?
My favorite social media is Instagram because of several things. One.
It's pictures.
It's pictures. It's lollygagging. It's a picture book. I'm just lollygagging. It's X. I quite frankly don't unfollow me because I use it sometimes, but I despise it. Because I get on there and it starts showing me crap I don't follow, and it's usually violent stuff or race-based stuff or
all those body
anything
blue
to aggravate you, to make you in a certain way. I despise that. So I have to quickly go to following rather than the other. Instagram, they're getting bad at suggesting, you know. Used to you had to go to Explore on there to find new stuff.
Plus your location now. They know where you are.
Well,
you gotta turn that
no,
off.
I turned that. I didn't approve that. But it's one of my very most simple pleasures of life. I like Instagram, but people will tell you that direct message me. I'm awful at that responding. I am so bad at it because it's my lollygag that I enjoy Instagram for pictures and funny little videos. And if you see like one where it's like, you know, fighting. I mean, I like a good fight and everything, but not where it's like, you know, football camp or, you know, something like that. Yeah. I don't want to see that bull crap. That's my fun, blissful lollygag time. So don't get your feelings hurt.
Oh.
I mean, that's wild, though. But it's nice. I'll tell you this. I don't follow you and then mute you like a lot of people do, because I know a lot of people that absolutely do that.
I will follow you and unfollow you back.
I noticed neither one of
quick.
You. Paige is not saying a word. Fat Boy, you're saying?
I will follow you and unfollow you back real quick just to get the number up. Because, you know, people are like, I'll follow you. Follow me back.
I don't care about that.
But if you just mute them, then you'll never see it. But they, to me, that says, so you're not ever going to see my stuff. You're never going to, like, see it because you muted it. So why am I following you? Why are you following me?
Well, now it kind of turned on its head too, because with Grok, you can find out who muted you, who looked at your profile, all that stuff.
Well,
I did it last night. I said, well, who's the most famous person to view my profile? And it said Dwayne Johnson mentioned you in a tweet. I'm like, I'm leaving that
up. I got. Yeah. I didn't do it that way, but
I'm not deleting that one.
I had two. This is a Mark thing to say, not Hendrix, but like marking out. My two most celebrity tweets or whatever I ever remember is when The Rock tweeted me.
Gavin Newsom was the other one.
Nope. I had to mute him. No. was with Sting. I mean, I got to meet...
You met him a couple
times. But like, it was a picture of Jasper, if he's still listening. I bought him a Sting little brawling buddy or whatever.
Probably
little,
scared him looking at it.
No, he was like 6 months old. And I put it in the buggy with him. And I took a picture of it. And I tagged Sting in and I said, don't worry, the scorpion's watching over. Or some kind of lame thing like that. And he responded back to it. And like, I get it. Like, I get it, people. Yeah. But it's my little whatever, little world where it's just lollygag, no, and I don't want to see pictures of people I don't know. It's like, honestly, I don't want to sit there and look, who the hell is this? That's weird. I mean, it's
Jasper,
a pleasurable experience. It's like picking up, going to the magazine store. Oh, that's outdated. Oh, you go to the library. Yeah, just give me a book.
Like, okay, like, you want to
nonfiction? And I'm going to sit here and, I put some thought into it because it's a pleasurable experience. And that doesn't mean, screw you on text line. I hope my grandson's not listening now. Screw you on the text line, because that doesn't mean me following you makes you any better than anybody else. Other than, I hate that mentality.
But if you are listening, Jasper, I want you to know it's called a shopping trolley, not a buggy.
It is not. Do not. It is not a buggy, and we ain't got a lawn. We got a yard. You don't mow it. You cut that yard. Cut that grass, and you blow it out in the yard and knock people down on their motorcycles. Joke. Wow. Total joke.
We got a question as far as the BDA goes, and I think I'll just let them ask for themselves
I doubt this will even be played, but I am on the way home from work. I've already had a bad day, and I miss y'all's BDA segment. I was like, you know what? I'm going to listen to that on the way home because I love y'all. Been listening to y'all for years, and I love Best Damn Audio. And then that man played that god-awful f***ing shit from that Deaf Mute rapper. What in the actual was that shit? I literally feel like I have been double penetrated by 15-inch spike dildos in the ears after listening to that. Matt Man, please do not play that ever again. That was f***ing horrible.
It's an acquired taste.
You know what? I'm sorry you don't celebrate the handicap.
Oh, my gosh.
Hey, this is Richard Deitch, the host of the Sports Media Podcast. If you're interested in what's happening with all the places where you consume sports, the Sports Media Podcast has you covered.
I've been turning down interviews all week. Hoda Kotb reached out, Oprah, George Stephanopoulos. So I said no. I was booked on the Deitch Podcast before the Taylor Swift phenomenon. I must live up to my responsibility.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
Live from CallRob.com studios in Greenville, South Carolina, it's time to say famous people born today on August the 18th. Happy birthday.
Or
suck it.
I thought I heard a combination of ones right there.
Triple suck.
Start with this fella. He's not on the show anymore talking about SNL. He was probably responsible for one of the movies Madman hates the most. Featuring Danny McBride.
Oh, it must be Andy Samberg's birthday.
It is Andy Samberg's birthday.
Freaking Hot Rod.
Yeah.
It's the way to start an interview, wasn't it?
Hot Rod the movie.
You know, normally, I think I accidentally called him Kenny Powers, too. You know Kenny Powers. And a lot of people interview you. They tell you all the good movies that you're in. Let me tell you one that you should not have been in. That was movie Hot Rod.
So I wonder what he was going to think. Like, is he going to say Foot Fist Way or...
That one's bad, but not that bad. That was Andy Samberg's project that he was on to build himself up, but God bless, it was a horrible movie. But I was just trying to start him off different, you know?
Yep.
Instead of sitting there blanking their blank on the radio, start him off and then ease into it. Like, I was at a restaurant you were at one time in Charleston. I didn't even realize it was you afterwards. He's probably like, thank God. You would have come over and bothered me.
Would have asked him that in person.
Yeah. Andy Samberg, Paige. You know, we just lost Ryan Sandberg, and they were not related.
Oh, no.
Mm-mm.
Oh, gosh, I don't know.
I'll go a little slightly younger. I'm going to go 44.
Andy Samberg's 47 years old today. I didn't think he was up there, but he was a little younger.
Did you ever in your life think that maybe he was like Adam Sandler's real life son, and that maybe he had messed around, while he was at SNL, and this is how he. It's kind of like the way the other kid, Pete Davidson, they're like, you're funny and all, and your dad died in 9/11, so we're going to give you this job. Lauren said that. I mean,
you know what? I think somebody else thought that about what you said about Sandberg.
They look just alike, have the same kind of...
And then they gave them that idea for that movie and went and did it.
God, jeez. That's true.
I forgot
about that movie. That's my boy. Oh.
Did you notice that Herlihy was one of the writers on Happy Gilmore 2?
No.
And his son, is the kid in Please Don't Destroy You with the Glasses. Because it's obvious who Higgins' son is. You know, the other guy.
I did not know that.
Yeah, and the redheaded guy, he don't have a tie.
He's
to
got
him.
A commercial too, like you know, a yep. national commercial. Interesting.
How they're funny. It is. This is Marvel music because he was Hulk. He's not the current Hulk. But a Hulk's a Hulk nonetheless.
Mark Ruffalo.
Nope.
No, he is the current Hulk.
He is the current Hulk.
Harrison
Ford. No, Harrison Ford's Red Hulk. Talking about Star Fight Club.
Brad Pitt.
No, and he was Hulk.
I don't know.
Edward Norton.
Oh wow.
No. Oh yeah.
Great actor.
Who was the first? Remember the first Hulk movie? So not Ferrigno, but
was it a TV movie?
It was a Marvel theatrical release, and it was just not good.
Eric Bana was Hulk for a little bit.
Might have been who it was.
Might have been for one or two, yeah.
They kind of pulled back from making him like this huge, giant kind of thing. It's like he just became like
a regular person.
That's kind of hard to believe that the bones would grow that fast and all.
There's only so much you can do with that character.
Yeah, but they've made him more like the comic relief now, which I kind of like.
He and Thor were buddies.
My grandson, he doesn't say the name right, and we don't correct him either. He calls him the Incredible Honk, and I love that.
Honk.
I love it. Yeah.
That's great.
So I'll say Eric Bana.
Edward Norton.
Yes.
Y'all did.
Eric Norton. You know, Paige, his...
American History X.
His whatever grandfather invented antivirus software for your computer. That was his grandpa.
Oh, that was his grandpa, huh?
Yeah. His cousin's a northern comedian. It's quite dirty.
Now you got me thinking about John McAfee. And is he really dead? And did he kill his neighbor when he was alive?
No, he's not dead. He's absolutely not dead. He's in a... He's playing Greece or somewhere.
Because he had the money to disappear.
49, which is a lovely age.
Yeah, 50.
Edward Norton is 56 years
good
old.
Good gracious.
He's been around for a little bit.
Yeah, he also, didn't he write or direct a big movie?
Yeah, he did a couple. I think Motherless Brooklyn was the one he wrote.
I didn't see that one.
He's in a man, Pride and Glory. That's a good movie he's in.
We didn't interview him, did we?
No. He was a... Didn't get him.
Why are you laughing at that? I mean, hell.
I don't remember half the time. That's why I
like that. I thought you just meant like, yeah, right.
You're so sensitive.
We did interview this guy.
What a bitch.
And he said he had family in the area.
Snoop Dogg.
Well, not him. Well, we did interview him, but it's not his birthday. Lehman the Cube. We talked about that a lot.
Skateboarding movie.
Yeah. Didn't talk about Mr. Robot. Didn't talk about Pump Up the Volume.
Give me the initials.
CS.
Christian Slater.
Christian Slater's birthday.
Yes.
He's in the Dexter prequel now.
He's another one that really doesn't age all that much. Like, no. I mean, I like a little bit, but not as much. Now, Rob Lowe, you know, they always say.
He looks the same.
Yeah, but I'm starting to see, like, the work. Like,
oh, no.
Yeah.
You mean he's had some...
Just the pullback or whatever. Yeah. Like, come on, man. Like, you shouldn't always be looking like you're surprised to see somebody.
When you start to look like an alien, you've been overprocessed.
I can't even do an impression of what he looks like now without looking like I'm being offensive of certain origins.
I'm not bagging on people because I need a facelift.
Oh, I just noticed something very interesting. I'll tell you when we guess them about these three birthdays in a row.
53. No.
52.
Christian Slater's also 56 years old. Same day, same year as Edward Norton. This guy had a heart attack once.
Freaking Everlast.
Yep. He was in House of Pain. Pack it up, pack it in, let me begin.
His grandfather was a bunny rabbit that wore sunglasses similar to mine, Paige.
And I never knew
he was
that.
I was ever ready there, wasn't it?
His dad invented underwear.
He invented boxing shorts.
Underwear. Wow.
Calvin Klein. How old is Everlast? I'm going to, you know what? The number 56 just popped into my head.
Okay, sounds good.
This is the first time I think this has ever happened. We had three in a row, all 56, same day, same year.
Nice.
Edward Norton, Christian Slater, Everlast.
And look at what they all have in common. They sold their soul to the devil.
I don't have
fame.
We'll keep this going for this fella. I don't have the theme song to rescue me, even though it was a great show. He was in movies like The Ref, Ice Age. He was in Spider-Man even.
Andrew Garfield.
No. He had his last show was called Sex, Drugs, and Rock and Roll. It got canceled. He's in a new comedy that don't look good.
May I get the initials, please?
D.L. I can't sing his famous song. Famous comedian. Might look like a... might get confused for Jane Lynch, he said sometimes.
I have no idea.
Dennis Leary.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I heard him say the fireman show.
It was really good.
He has a foul mouth.
Worth a rewatch.
I don't know what it is. I don't know why I don't like him. He's got a funny sense of humor about him. He's just, maybe he said something about the South or something. I don't know. It's weird. You just like, God, something about him I don't like. I can't remember what it is. But I'll still guess his birthday.
You could use a point.
You know, his grandpa invented LSD. Did you know that? He also invented the term about, someone is sus. You're very leery of them.
Oh.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Did you say drop an ass?
Drop in. I don't remember what it was.
Drop an acid.
I thought she said drop an ass.
He was on our show at 2 at noon, and he was like, I don't discuss LSD. Well, why are you here?
Sounds like we interviewed Buzz Aldrin.
Exactly. That's why are you here? Why are you here?
I don't want to talk about the moon. I want to talk about Dancing with the Stars. Why are you here, Buzz?
I want to put your hand
on the Bible and swear to God that you landed on the moon. 68.
Sounds good. 68.
68 years old. You're right for Dennis Leary.
Good gracious.
We got a couple left here, and
I'm gonna be shocked.
You should go gamble today.
One was a guaranteed suck.
My drive, I do pay.
And I don't think he's going to be a guaranteed suck this year. But before him, it was Robert Redford's birthday.
Mm. My mom used to like him.
90.
Very, very good classic actor.
Yeah.
Years old.
90. Sounds good. 94.
89 years old for Rob. I don't think he's done a movie since Spy Game.
Dear Paige, 90? Yeah, 90 sounds good. 94.
I don't know. I'm just guessing. Like this guy.
He was, he won an Oscar for directing The Pianist. Might have some allegations against him.
That great film.
Yeah. It doesn't help me at all.
Back in the 70s. He's not allowed in this country anymore.
Oh, Roman Polanski.
Even though he took a picture with his accuser and they're friends now.
Dude, again, women, explain them to me. You know, strange.
Roman Polanski's birthday.
I will forever.
I even think the chick said that the people kind of blew it out of proportion.
Yeah, but what's the syndrome? Stockholm.
Yeah.
Yeah, suck it.
He can suck it.
Also, Gary Glitter, also many others.
I'm surprised he's 92 years old, Roman.
This is going to be maybe crass. There's no rehabilitation for that. There's not. I don't think there is.
Can they figure out what even is the trigger or cause for...
It always goes back to childhood, but yeah. I say... A level-headed person would see that whatever it did to them and not replicate that to the next generation. It's called sanity.
Yeah.
So I don't think there's any kind of rehabilitation for that. It's just...
Break the cycle, man.
Freaking messed up.
And what gives you the right to ruin someone's childhood? You
know? All right. Santa Claus.
No, it doesn't.
We got some happy heavenly birthdays. We just lost them a few weeks ago. Malcolm Jamal Warner would have been 55 years old today.
Malcolm Jamal Warner.
Sway's dog. We still got Don, but we don't have Patrick. Patrick would have been 73 years old today.
Let me tell you a real quick thing. You know what my daughter told me the other day? She's like, I watched this really good movie I was going to tell you about. And this is real. I was like, really? I said, what is it? She's like, try to remember. Jake Gyllenhaal was in it. And I was like, Roadhouse? She's like, yeah, Dad, have you seen it? I'm like,
come on.
Which one? There's another one? I'm like, God, get out of my car.
It was a good remake, but...
We're going down 85. Open the door, pushed her out.
You can't touch the first one.
You don't know Sway's dog? You don't know Terry Funk?
Oh.
Terry Funk and Jeff Healey was in it?
Yes, man.
Rosalind Carter would have been 98 years old today. Roberto Clemente.
Ah, Bob.
He would have been 91 years old. And Martin Mull, Leon from Roseanne, and... Colonel Mustard and Clue. I forgot he did that. He would have been 82 years old.
God,
Leon was gay on Roseanne. That was a big shocker.
Was he in, was that just a character?
I think so. I don't think he really was.
What about Fred Willard? Did he, because he often would play,
I don't think he was.
Yeah.
I know he had some allegations. No, he's no longer with us either. Yeah. Either one.
Hmm. Well, I'll be that blame.
If you had a birthday today, I hope this plays on your birthday.
Yeah. And also, she'll never hear this, but Sophie Cunningham, sorry, Fat Boy, missed your birthday on Friday.
I know. If you want to come,
yeah, was Saturday. Boy.
Sit on my cheek to punish me somehow. That's cool.
Right.
Did he just say that?
Yes, he did.
I'll throw it out there.
Weird.
You should turn the other cheek. Let her catch both of them.
Turn them out.
Tomorrow is Truth and Consequences, and have you ever not told a lie, but someone kind of thought something about you and you just rolled with it? Like, yeah. Remember the guy who slept with the girl who thought he was me?
He definitely rolled with that one.
He rolled with that one.
He rolled with it before it happened, and while it was happening, he rolled with it.
Yeah, that's true. Lord.
He probably rolled with it 2 or 3 more times after that.
Could have. I was like, man, first off, I'm way better looking than that. Agree?
I ain't judging dudes.
Yeah, I think so. But anyway, he is going to tell his girlfriend of kind of a short time here that he didn't lie, but he also didn't tell her the complete truth when it came up. So he's going to tell her live on the radio. Why do it on the radio? Because apparently this is going to really, really make her dad mad.
Oh, no.
Yes.
It's going to be one of those big lies, like, you know, big.
Really big.
Dad's going to beat his ass.
Like, I mean, what is he lying about, Paige? His income, his ethnicity, who knows? Maybe
all
he's Puerto Rican white showing.
I don't know.
Maybe he's got one of these. He's real little.
Real tiny one.
Most people lie about that.
Well, I have.
I told you I had a tiny one.
I'm average, I reckon.
I don't want to know.
I told you now.
not comparable to porn stars, for sure. Thank you for listening. Have a blessed day. Wash your hands. God bless America. It is good.
Talk about waist.
Wake up!
Waist size.
This is
the Rise Guys Morning Show. I just like when they bicker back and forth. That's a trip. I love to hear them argue.
The Rise Guys.
Bye, baby. Bye.